Congratulations on signing up for the Tata Mumbai Marathon. We're happy to have your NGO on board, and we hope you will be very successful in raising funds through this platform. There are six ways for your organization to raise funds through the event: charity bibs, special number bibs, corporate participation, individual fundraisers, direct donations on NGO pages, and privilege level incentives. Please refer to the philanthropy structure of the TMM to be familiar with the six categories. This video will explain how NGOs can make the most of the platform through the privilege level incentives. Think of it like a performance scorecard, with different ways to earn points and get rewards against your final score. There are 15 points that can be earned during the campaign period. The number of points you have by 26 December determine the incentives. The first category is charity bibs, which has 2 points. When you utilize at least 5 charity bibs, you earn 1 point. And if your bib average is above 12,000, that's another point. In all, there are 2 points to be earned through charity bibs. The next category is corporate participation with 4 points. When a corporate team registers for your NGO, that's 1 point. If 5 corporate teams register, that's an additional point. And if 10 corporate teams or more register, that's another point. If the employees of a participating corporate raise at least Rs 10,000 for your organization, that's a point too. In all, there are 4 points to be earned through corporate participation. The next category is individual fundraising with 9 points to be earned. If there is at least one person fundraising for your organization who raises Rs 10,000 with 5 unique donors, you earn 1 point. If you have 10 such fundraisers on board, you earn an additional 1 point. And if you have 15 or more, you earn another point. Good ratings mean good scores. If your individual fundraisers leave a 4-star rating or higher on your fundraiser dashboard by 26 December, you earn 1 point for that. A fundraiser younger than 21 years and raising over Rs 75,000 is an eligible young leader. Get one young leader on board and earn 1 point. If you have 5 young leaders on board, you earn yet another point. Someone who raises more than 1.5 lakh rupees for your organization is a change runner at the TMM. If you've got one change runner, you earn 1 point. 5 change runners supporting you earn 1 more point, and more than 10 is another point. In all, there are 9 points to be earned through individual fundraisers. This makes it a grand total of 15 possible points. As you can see, some points are easier to earn than others. The privilege levels recognize the efforts of those NGOs who make the stretch and use the platform to its full potential. These efforts are recognized through the privilege level incentives. If your final score is between 5 and 8 points, you reach privilege level 1 and qualify for a gold badge and the first tier of benefits. A score between 9 and 11 points puts you at privilege level 2 with a platinum badge on your page and the next tier of benefits. And with a score of 12 points or more, you are at level 3 with a diamond badge on your page and the highest tier of benefits. A quick recap on the points. Let's understand this better through an example. Let's say an organization has 15 fundraisers raising over Rs 10,000 from 5 unique donors, utilizes at least 5 charity bibs, and has 1 corporate team on board, and 2 employees raise Rs 10,000. They also have 5 change runners, 1 young leader, and a 4-star average rating on their page. This organization would score 10 points and be at privilege level 2. Now that you have all the information you need, get planning. You have ample time to earn as many points as possible. And while you're doing this, don't forget about the other ways you can raise funds besides the privilege level incentives. Good luck!